Hey, everybody. Very happy today to have a very, very special guest. Live from wherever he's at right now, Jim Valley is joining us. And Jim, how you doing?
I'm just happy to be here live, man. Literally, I'm as trite as that sounds, I'm just happy to be alive.
Holy smokes. So where are you right now?
I'm at a care center on the First Hill.
A care center on First Hill?
Yeah, in Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, man, you sound like you've got a lot of energy, so I guess tell everybody how you're feeling right now.
You know, it's just amazing that I'm alive. You know, I didn't know this was going to happen. I woke up, and I look around, and, like, the nurses are like, oh, hey, Jim. And I'm like, hey, Jim, what? 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 And they were just talking to me, and it was just like, I've been this before. And I was like, why did no one tell me? Why is no one telling me? So it was very, very weird. So what's the anniversary?
2 months yesterday.
2 months yesterday.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, two months.
So I guess to update everybody, You're feeling a little bit better, but there's going to be a lot of occupational therapy, a lot of speech therapy. So what's in the near future?
You know, the near future is just the near future is just getting body involved. And, you know, the goal will be to, you know, be in charge of it and to get things going again. But that's not going to happen, you know, today or tomorrow, but it will happen. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. But no, man, I'm very, very, very lucky.
Man, and you had your first solid food in 2 months a couple of days ago. What did you celebrate with?
Oh, God. Ice chips.
Hey, that's something.
Dude, I know, you know, you've got a family and you've got kids. But have you tried ice chips? Oh,
I have not tried ice chips, but now that's going to be on the list.
They're the best.
Wow.
Ice chips are the best.
So when do you feel you're going to be maybe starting to head home?
That's a great question. Maybe by Thanksgiving?
Wow, maybe by Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
Yeah, so this was, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but this was no joke.
Brian, I should be dead. I should be dead. I don't know what to tell you. This isn't what was supposed to happen. And it wasn't what was supposed to happen. And this didn't, you know, no. I don't know. Like I said, I was supposed to be dead.
Jim doesn't know the half of it, Brian. I haven't talked to him about most of it.
Yeah, why don't you talk about some of it?
I mean, he's had a lot of trauma and a lot of things, and he and I will talk about it when he gets home. But right now, his whole thing is to just get physically strong again because he's down to, I think, 145 pounds right now. And so his legs are about the size of my arms right now, so he just needs to get his muscle tone back. And that's going to be the biggest task he has now is OT and PT, speech therapy. So because we have a lot of stairs in our house. So for him to come home, he's going to have to get strong. And they're going to try to get him on with the parallel bars to get him walking this week. And eventually the plan, I think, this week is to get him moved to a rehab center so we can really focus on his physical capabilities. Because his lungs are healing, his heart healed. His kidneys are still healing. He's still going to need some dialysis for a while. So the physical stuff is the biggest challenge. But Jim doesn't know half of it.
Oh,
we'll talk about it later.
It should be worse. At first, I thought I was going to be on dialysis for the rest of my life. And thankfully, I'm not. You know, you see me like you. I'll have a soda from time to time. Nothing serious. You know, primarily water. And like I said, primarily... water. And to discover that you may need dialysis for the rest of your life, that you've gone that badly, that's something.
Wow. Well, I hope that they've been reading you all the messages that we've been sending, because there's a lot of people, Jim. You have been flooded with well wishes every single day. I mean, we get messages. It's all over our board and Facebook and Twitter, and a lot of people rooting for you. So I can't wait to have you back on the air doing regular shows.
That's the amazing thing. This is just a high. This is kind of a passing of the night. We'll do some more here in the near future, but to everybody who's left money, shocking. Just stunning. I'm so happy about it. So happy. Really grateful. Very, very grateful. You don't know if people really like your work or not. And obviously, people love the work. So that's great.
Well, Jim, I'm gonna wrap this part up here so that we can get you back doing what you have to do. But I just want to say I'm so happy to talk to you. We briefly talked yesterday, but the connection was horrible. So this is actually like the first time we've really talked in like 2.5 months or something like that. And I'm just so happy that you seem to be doing better, and I can't wait to get you back on our shows.
Yeah, definitely. I miss you guys. I love you guys a lot. I love all the Empire and the homies. And everything. You guys are the best. The best.
Well, so, we love you, so get better quick, okay?
We will, man.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for everybody.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys.